This is AP Newsman. President Barack Obama has brought together Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for their first three-way meeting Tuesday. And he's challenging both leaders to move ahead on Mideast peace talks, saying it's past time to talk about starting negotiations. The death toll has climbed to 9 in the flooding that's gripping the southeast. Authorities just west of Atlanta say they've discovered the body of a woman who was apparently swept from her car in heavy rains as she headed to work early Monday. The federal government is investigating a possible Al-Qaeda plot to set off hydrogen peroxide bombs hidden in backpacks, even though officials say they haven't learned of any specific threat. And the government is expanding its terrorism warning beyond U.S. transit systems to include stadiums, hotels, and entertainment complexes. Authorities have been searching the property of Philip and Nancy Garrido for a possible link to two child kidnappings in the 1980s, say the week-long search is over, but they have not come up with any links. The Garridos remain behind bars, however, accused of kidnapping 11-year-old J.C. Dugard in 1991. Sophia Manos, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.